The spokesperson for the Nana Kunidu campaign team, Kofi Adams, has confirmed that the Electoral Commission has asked the NDC to settle on a voting pattern that will be acceptable to both sides contesting in the flag bearership race. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Adams said the party will hold further discussions with the Electoral Committee of the party to make their concerns known before the National Delegates Congress in Sunyai.
I led the campaign team of Nana Kunidu Ajimai Rawling, North Fonka, the campaign team to the Electoral Commission to engage them in discussions because as far as we know, they are the ones that will be conducting the election to find out from them about how fast or quick they can organize the election. So that because the arguments some persons have been making for accepting the regional voting is that will make the voting faster. The Electoral Commission in our discussions proposed many other options, especially because a contestant has raised concerns about the system that he introduced. And as far as they are concerned, they are there to make sure that the rules of elections are fair, transparent, and acceptable. And if a contestant had cause to complain about any procedure, that we can adapt an alternative which will serve the same purpose. It is always best to go for it. So they need advice. According to the Electoral Commission, they have earlier advised the party, and then they also advise us to go and sit with the Electoral Committee of the party and the other contestants to iron out these differences. And they think that using one polling station with multiple screens will enable to use fewer officers to conduct the elections as compared to almost about 50 to conduct region by region polling station. And they will finish also in a record time. So we have written to the party and the Electoral Committee. We will have a discussion with them to further raise our concerns that introducing a mode of voting which was not known by all the contestants at the start of the race, and which is also alien to our delegates, is not fair, and that we must go by the process all new the party to have used in all these elections.
Have you met with the executives to iron out the differences and chart a course that will be acceptable to all?
We yet to do that.
When is that going to come on?
I'm told the Electoral Committee is meeting today and it has invited the Nana Kunidu campaign team to have a meeting with the Electoral Committee for these issues to be discussed. And one thing is clear, if they refuse to listen, especially when this consensus is coming from the party delegates and executives across the regions, you will be telling them that you are not a listening person. Because in matters of election, if even quarter of the delegates or the supposed electoral college that raise concerns about a vote mode system, you can adapt another system that will deal with that problem. You don't force it down their throat. When you are dealing with issues of parts.
Which mode have you suggested? Because all along we've been using that pattern where the constituencies in one region comes up until the whole region is exhausted. Are you interested in that mode?
That is a system that we have to continue to use so that we all will put our ballot in one ballot box. This is what the delegates want, that let's introduce multiple screens. They will call Greater Accra, then they will call a constituency from Greater Accra. You will go and many persons can vote at the same time from that constituency. Maybe even 10 screens can be provided, 10 ballot boxes can be provided, so that within a minute all these 10 can vote and exit. The next constituency comes. When Greater Accra is done, they call the next region. They will also come. And within a matter of hours, we will be done with the voting.
Apart from these concerns, what other concerns do you have?
For now, the campaigns are over. The issue of keeping delegates away and this, that one is over. We thank the delegates. They have passed through all difficulties to meet with us. We've been able to interact with majority of the delegates. Those we could not meet, we have found other ways of reaching them. Our supporters and delegates we met have reached them. And we know together the NDC is going to make history come this weekend where it will vote its first female flag bearer. Who Ghanaians together will vote to become the first female president next year.
There's this signal coming up that should Nana Kunidu not win, the former president will lead a breakaway party. Can you confirm whether this is true?
I don't think the party he's founded is going to leave to go and found another party. But he has made it very clear that he has no message to take to the voters of this country if the candidate is President Mills. So with or without, we will be losing the elections if the candidate is not changed. So all he's saying is that he will not waste his time to campaign. It doesn't mean that he's going to leave the NDC. I don't think that is what he said. I'm convinced that Nana Akunedu is going to win. So we don't even talk about whether he will campaign or not campaign. He did not say he's going to leave, for he said with or without him campaigning, the candidate will lose if we don't change the candidate. He's not said he's leaving to form a party or not, and that is not for me to come and interpret at this, give interpretation at this moment.
That was the spokesperson of the Nana Akunedu campaign team, Kofi Adams, talking to George Ankara.